Now, last week, Ben and Dave were making jelly with fruit. And this week, they've raided the kitchen cupboards once again and will be making yet another sticky mess.
Hello, welcome to this week's Kitchen Science, where Dave and I are going to play with the properties of polymers and possibly make some goo out of some glue. So, Dave, if people want to try this week's experiment at home, what do they need to get?
You need two main things. One of them is the white glue you often use for sticking paper together at primary school, that sort of stuff. You want sort of a cup or two's full of that. And some borax. Now, this is often used to help cleaning things, especially if they're very greasy. You can often buy it in supermarkets. And then a few odds and ends of containers and a few plastic cups and a couple of spoons.
Okay, so we need borax, PVA glue and some spoons. Now, borax, as you said, is used for cleaning stuff, but is it safe to handle?
It is fairly nasty stuff. It's not actually poisonous, but it will irritate your skin and it would be very nasty if you got it in your eyes while it's a powder. So make sure you get an adult to deal with the powder itself. We're going to dissolve it in water and then it's probably not too bad, but wash your hands after you use it and don't drink it.
Okay, Dave, well, you can be my responsible adult. So what do we actually need to do?
Okay, the first thing you want is about 200 or 300 millilitres of hot water from a hot tap.
Okay, so we'll just grab us a bit of water in a jar. So we have some water now. What's the next stage?
So we now want to dissolve about a teaspoon of borax into this water. So put a teaspoon of water in there, give it a good stir. It might take a few minutes to actually dissolve.
Okay, well, I better get stirring, I suppose. So now we have some dissolved borax in some warm water. What's the next stage?
We now want to take our white glue and add about 3/4 as much of cold water to it again. So you start off with 100 millilitres of white glue, you'll then want to add 75 millilitres of water to it.
Okay, so I'll get some glue. Now, this stuff just gloops its way out of the bottle that it's in. You've chosen to use the bottom half of a lemonade bottle for this experiment. Is this going to ruin what we put it in? Is it best to use something that you can throw away like that, or could you use, say, a mug?
You could use a mug as long as you clean it well afterwards.
This reminds me of making paper mache. I always used to use watered-down PVA-type glue for that.
When you mix it in, it should become a lot less thick and become a lot more sloppy. And that's basically what we're trying to achieve.
OK, so let's stir that up.
You want to get it a really nice smooth mixture, which, as it turns out, the bottom of a lemonade bottle isn't a very ideal container to do that in because of the lumps at the bottom. So I recommend using a mug or something a lot more sensibly shaped.
Okay, so there you go. We're learning as we go that the shape of the bottle of lemonade bottle is not perfect for doing this particular experiment. But we've certainly got some nice, gloopy, really quite runny PVA. It looks fairly consistent. I think you've probably got most of it mixed in.
Yeah, that's probably about right.
Okay, so we have our watered-down PVA, we have our dissolved borax. Now, what's the next stage?
Well, we're going to find out what happens when you mix two solutions together. So we're going to get 3 or 4 different cups with the same amount of glue in each, and then add some borax solution, maybe starting with a teaspoon or so in the first one, then a bit more in the next, and so on. And then give them a good mix in as you do it, and keep mixing for a minute or so, and see what happens to the mixture.
Well, give this a go at home and let us know. We will be back later on in the show to let you know what happens with our glue and borax mixture.
Right, well, if you've got any white glue at home, and that's wood glue or Elmer's glue will do the job, then have a go and see what the strange sticky substance you create is. If you think you know what might happen, do let us know. You can always email us at chris@thenakedscientist.com.
We are, of course, talking about smart materials this week, and in a second we'll be joining Frank Jones. He's a researcher at the University of Sheffield, and he's working on materials that can repair themselves. And we'll be finding out the applications and implications of that very shortly. We'll also be talking to Phil Irving, who's from Cranfield University, and he's trying to work out a way of uniting various smart aspects of modern technology and making them all talk to each other so we have a sort of more joined-up way of making modern machinery. Plus, we'll be finding out why St Pancras and the technology that that new station in London is employing is a nightmare for window cleaners.
Lifting the lab coat on the world's best science, The Naked Scientists.